Everybody into us. What's up, Stoners? Stonettes, Stonettes. We're back for another episode of the Pen and the Stoners. Grab your blunts, bongs, papers, pipes, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high. Yeah.
How you been, JP?
I've been good. How you been?
Been alright.
I've been bending.
We just was talking about the how you. You said you would never be Sound 2 City and say, how are you doing? How are you doing,
Cole? Yeah, how you doing?
Doing pretty alright, man. I don't know how to call it. I'm over here a little sore, man. Feeling a little older than I am.
Oh, yeah, damn. Y'all are old as fuck.
You're getting old too.
Shit.
How old are you?
23 and a half.
Really?
No, I just turned 25.
Yeah, I thought 23 sounded a couple years ago. Damn, you just turned 25. We started hanging out, when you turned 21?
Ish, something like that.
Yeah, right around that time.
I definitely know I was old enough to buy beer.
No, we celebrated like yours and Mason's 21st.
No, we celebrated Mason's 21st.
But yours is like right before that.
No, my 21st birthday is... No, I got drugged out of... Friar's Tavern. Yeah, and then went to IHOP for my 21st birthday.
Fuck yeah. Over to IHOP for the 21st.
Let's yeah, bro. Let's agree that you should have went to Waffle House.
Definitely should have.
Fucking sucks.
Yo, hold. Shut the front door, bro.
I won't say IHOP sucks. I say you go for two different things. I go to IHOP for French toast. I go to Waffle House for a fight.
You don't go to Waffle House. Yo, I'm going to be real, dude. Honestly, as long as we can agree that you don't go to IHOP or fucking burgers, I don't even care.
I don't go to IHOP for shit.
I respect that over going to IHOP for a fucking burger, dude.
You mean IHOP?
Bro, stop. Because you know how I feel about this. I never go to IHOP with you again if you go to IHOP with me and you get a burger.
What am I supposed to get?
It literally anything else, bro. What do you mean?
I mean, you get a burger at Waffle
House. If it's in breakfast form, I accept it.
Like, I've gotten a burger at Waffle House before.
Yeah.
That's different. This literally is International House of Pancakes.
It's literally called Waffle House.
I know, but the White House is called the White House. A black dude lived in there for years.
The house was still white.
But the inside was black. Meaning the waffle, the house can be of waffles. But it can't be. Because it's not international. That's
the
difference.
It can be of pancakes.
No, because it's international.
I like National House of Pancakes better anyways.
Yeah.
And hop.
Yo, I'm with it. I like that logic.
They're in Myrtle Beach, man. They're really good. Yeah, I swear to God.
Never knew that.
Yeah, it's just good. I love it, man. They're a little more hipster than they used to be. Like we went there recently. They did like a remodel. They had like gay waiters and waitresses, and they had this coffee shirt that like made a pot joke. You know, like they're a little more hipster than they used to be, but still really good food. I mean, you basically get All-Star as their version of it. You know, some sausage, some eggs. Fuck French toast.
Who is David and why does he get his own star?
I don't know who David is, actually.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah, bro, there's no Jesus star. There's no Muhammad star. There's no...
There's a North star.
I got a couple stars, baby, tattooed on.
There's not a South star.
Jewish gang, baby.
South star? Yeah, no, the North star is kind of like the Jesus star.
But why?
It's the one the wise man followed to get to the fucking baby.
Yeah, get to the Bethlehem to get to the fucking baby.
Well, what about the slaves following the stars for that woman?
Do they follow the North one?
Probably. One of them.
It was leading them to the promised land.
To what woman?
The...
You talking about...
Yo, well, we're not going to do that. Harriet.
You think she followed the stars?
Yeah, bro, because you had the railroad. They followed the drinking gourd.
Underground
railroad.
Underground railroad.
It wasn't literally underground.
It was the fucking
Not the whole thing.
My quality is sound like shit over here. Is it everybody or is it just me?
Mine sounds great.
Okay. Well, maybe it was just me then. But
fuck. Yo, the whole thing wasn't underground.
She actually followed lanterns, not
the Bro, follow the drinking gourd. That was a slave song. The drinking gourd was a constellation. So, okay, so they followed the fucking stars. That's my point.
Not all the way, though. You had to look for certain lanterns and stuff.
No, I agree. No, no, that's correct. I'm just.
I still wonder how they put a railroad underground before fucking, yeah, before fucking, what's his name? Fucking Elon Musk. He's been talking about putting his railroad underground in L.A. for like 2 years. He ain't got it done yet. Harriet Tubman did it with a few slaves. Like,
hey, just those slaves worked their ass off.
Yeah, but dude, I've been saying it for years, man. Black people are cool.
I mean,
are we?
Yeah, I don't. Are we assuming that? I mean, like, there could be other slaves. Like, I feel like we almost went took an awkward turn. Like, I just didn't know what to say.
No, because Harriet Tubman was definitely black.
I mean, yeah.
So
until Disney makes a movie out of her.
That's true.
She's going to be a gay Chinese woman by the time Disney gets
nah, dude. Yo, a gay Chinese man. Yeah, one of those that have both lady parts and the man ones, and they wake up and one is inside the other.
The Rock played that John dude that fucking beat the steam train.
Oh, John Henry. Dude, I was talking about him the other day.
Yeah, The Rock played him.
Really? The Rock's not even black.
Right. He's like Samoan or something.
It doesn't.
Somehow Hawaiian. He's some kind of like islander. I thought you meant from Wizards of Waverly Place. The Usos, right?
Yeah.
I think he's talking about some wrestlers. Yeah. Rikishi and all them from back in the day.
I remember Rikishi. He put his ass in your face.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he had some cakes.
Yeah, his sons are in the WWE now.
Are they as fat as he was?
Damn,
so I
bro.
Just like imagine like two of his asses in your face.
Yo, I heard one of the funniest fat jokes I've ever heard, and I'm gonna say it at the risk of offending a lot of people.
Alright, what's your fat joke?
So I'm not gonna name drop on pod,
okay.
But I was walking into work with this guy. I'm neither going to confirm nor deny that. I was walking into work with this guy who just so happens to be slightly almost fucking huge.
Slightly almost fucking huge. Okay.
And I know how it looked because I was carrying the drinks. He was carrying both of our pizzas. So this other guy looked and said, "Hey, guy, you're about to be as wide as you are tall." Thought that shit was fucking
hilarious. And that was the first time you heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I used to work with this chick that like was probably literally like that. She was only like 4'11", but we worked at Burger King. And when she stood at the register, you can't like just walk behind her. She had to move out from the counter to let you walk through. Cause like she tried one time just kind of scoot up. I'm like, I'm not, no, I need you to move.
Dude, my dad's mom, they had to get people. They lived in Oklahoma, but they had to get people to come in their house and widen the doorways. Dude, we literally had to air out our house when she came to visit us. Straight up, dude. She was one of those people that you see on TV.
I see a lot of people on TV.
Nah. You know what I'm talking about. Like, like, she couldn't walk. It was bad, dude. And I remember we went to Ryan's one day, and my dad had two sisters, and they all went to make plates, and they came back to the table.
And they had the entire buffet.
No, they each made a full plate for her, gave them all plates, and then they went to make their own plates. And I remember even as a kid thinking, like, yo, what the fuck is this bitch on? Dude, she was fucking huge, and she died of being fat. Probably.
Probably. Let's get this.
Nah, and it's like, I can't even feel bad for you because you didn't just wake up that big. Like, ain't no fucking way. At some point, you could have been like, this is getting out of control. Let me do something about it.
For sure.
But you didn't. And if you're okay with it, then that's cool. I ain't even going to talk shit.
I don't think there's no way he'll okay getting that damn big. I'm a bigger dude, but ain't no damn way I'm getting that damn big.
Yeah, I started following this dude on Facebook. Eric Gilligan.
Yeah, people are.
But he's like 600 pounds trying to lose the weight now. And like, when you're that big, you got to start off small. Like, this dude's doing like sit-ups in the chair. Like, just practicing sitting up or even just practicing standing out of the chair without using anything to help him up.
Yeah, dude, that shit's insane, bro.
But he's working and he's trying, but man, like, it's just like watching 600-pound life, but on fucking Facebook.
But see, and that just goes to show, though, like, if there's a will, there's a way. Like, he knows. He didn't just wake up that way.
Right, right. He's like trying to lose it.
Like, yeah, bro, there. At some point, you were just a regular fat guy.
Yeah.
But then you didn't care, and you kept going, and now you're here, and now you're fucked because you made shitty decisions.
Motherfucker, goddamn, he should have cared sooner, man.
Yeah, but it is kind of cool that I'm seeing somebody that's actually trying.
It's inspiring, bro. It really is.
The 600-pound sisters, like, they're not trying to lose weight. Like, their show is literally based off just them being fat and inconveniencing other people. Like,
I don't see how people even get out of watching that.
I mean, I've never watched it, don't get me wrong, but fucking you see clips and shit, like, they be married and shit, like, how the fuck? I think fucking one of those 600-pound sisters is, like, pregnant right now.
How did you even get your dick up inside that, man? Like,
I was, a 13-inch. Well, shit is on Facebook, too, but I was scrolling, like, it was a clip from a podcast, and dude had called in. He's like, man, I got this girlfriend, man, big ass, da-da-da. He's like, but problem is, I ain't got a whole lot of dick. How do I know I'm getting through the ass? Because there's a lot of ass and a little bit of dick. And then the podcast he called is like this fat fucking, I think he's a comedian. He's kind of like a nasty looking dude, man. He kind of looks like a pervert. And he's like, you called the right show. I don't know his name. It's like this fat dude that's fucking like balding but still has long hair.
I just meant like, and he had a comedian that looked like pervert.
Oh, yeah. But I think dude be hanging out with Theo Vaughn, because him and Theo Vaughn, like, had a clip together recently.
Yeah, he just be saying shit, dog.
Yeah, Theo Vaughn is funny, motherfucker.
Hey, I put you on Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, man. And that's what it is. Like, he has a way of just saying shit, but it's funny as hell. Like, don't be making no sense.
Yeah, it makes a little bit of sense if you're from the South.
A little bit.
We understand it just a little bit.
Yeah,
but he also reminds us of the person that we all know that don't make sense most of the time.
Yeah, I forgot what it was, man, but I heard him say something about retarded people, and that was some of the funniest shit I've ever heard. I want to say maybe it was about fighting retarded kids. Like, you fight dogs.
That's funny. Like a underground fight club. Everybody's gotta be special.
Special hands.
What kind of special?
Special ed.
you get put in special ed for multiple different reasons, so it could be mentally so, or you can have.
No, dude. In this case, ed is super
that.
Special.
Look, in this case, they want them to be all Irish.
Yeah, all the way Irish.
Yeah.
Completely Irish.
I don't know what that means, but I'm talking about like cerebral palsy.
What? That's not retarded. That's
okay. No. No. But yo, but you look like you are.
I mean, the body's a little retarded, but mine ain't.
Not okay. But you ever been around somebody that was so like palsy that they couldn't like speak, and they were just like. I'm not going to reciprocate the noises because that's weird.
Have you seen the videos of the damn midget boxing?
Huh?
Seen the videos of midgets boxing?
Nah, dude, but I'm into midgets fighting.
And I'm talking like, I seen one dude, like one of those like midgets like ain't got no kneecaps trying to go against one that does. Motherfucker just right over there, straight leg. Just like, he was one of the like 2.5 feet tall midgets. Going against one of the like 3.5.
Oh,
Yeah, he got laid the fuck out, man.
They should have like levels to it, like weight class and shit. Like if you got knees, you can't get there. Knees and no knees, there's a difference.
I think it'd be cool to fight a midget.
I already have, man. I lost a couple times.
No, I mean, not like me fight one, but like
watching a midget fight.
Oh, like you get a midget, I get a midget, we fight midgets.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Like I have my midget brand. You got a brand, you know.
I already know what midget I'm putting on the line.
I gotta make one.
Yeah, man.
Yo, I like my midgets homemade, dude.
Work with a guy whose brother's midget. Like, I might could like
see what he's into.
Yeah.
Just give him a little chat. I mean, how do you approach? Like, I've never spoke to like a certified midget. You know,
certified.
I mean, they're not certified. You know, they got kneecaps.
Yeah, they're qualified.
But I mean, how do you approach a conversation? You know, with a small person. You know, a midget.
You know? Oh, dude, you just ask. Yeah, when I wear this pink,
like, say high five.
No, I think you should be like, hey, it's a small world after all.
Yo, when I wear the Sphinx, this chick came through in a wheelchair, and I just asked her if she would consider herself physically retarded. And then, like, I broke it down and explained it. Like, I wasn't trying to be rude. I was like, when somebody has a mental disability, that's a mental retardation, right? You have a physical disability. Is that not a physical retardation? So would you not be physically retarded? And
she didn't like that too much, did she?
No, she is like a really awkward giggle. And then she was like, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, she didn't like you.
In my opinion, I think it depends how it makes it happen. Like,
did you ever see her again?
No, but
that's probably by design.
But I had never seen her before.
Yeah, but still, she probably made sure you never saw her again.
Well, I didn't get fired for it. So she didn't hate me enough to get me fired.
Well, she's not a Karen. Good for her.
Yeah.
It was.
She might have felt some type of way.
Yeah, but you were definitely an asshole.
Fuck her.
Nah, dude. No, bro. She appreciated my honesty.
You look like you're lying.
Yeah, I don't think she did.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she did.
She definitely did. Huh?
It might have made her feel uncomfortable.
That doesn't
I'm uncomfortable. I was in there.
Yeah, you shouldn't be rude to retards like that, man.
I didn't see it as rude.
Yeah, well,
that's subjective.
That's really subjective.
I guess it comes from your point of view.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd actually called a gay dude, ma'am. And then, like, he didn't look like he identified as ma'am. So I was like, shit. Like, but then I didn't want to say sir because, like, you don't know what people identify as. So I guess my point is, like, I don't know how you did that so bravely because, like, I didn't really want to see dude again. He still works at Springs. I see him all the time. But, like, it was awkward.
My opinion, I have a homegirl from back in the day. She identifies as a dude now, but I always be like, what's up? And say her female name.
I'm sure that pisses
her off. Is that the one you had a kid with?
No. Yeah, let me find out you had a kid with a dude, bro. Oh,
this
yeah.
This is a progressive world.
Do we need an explanation?
Yes, we need the story. We need the story.
Oh, shit. Let's
this is a story where he got suspended from school.
Okay. All right.
Because of a...
Right. So you did... All right, so you did have a kid with a dude. And this is...
Yo.
You had a kid...
To me, she's a female.
That's like that from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That dude had a thing. Mac had a thing with the trans, but he didn't want his friend group knowing, so he kept her a secret. That's what this is.
No, fuck that. You ever watch Sons of Anarchy? That boy Tiggy had that damn thing for that goddamn trans boy. That thing was in love with that damn trans boy.
Damn, what was I about to say?
But just, y'all want that little story?
Yeah, yeah. We do need this. It's good. Right. It's good.
All right, so it was...
Be respectful.
I'm saying she.
Because at the time, it was a she.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking for the times.
So she did go all the way trans? She got a ding-ding now?
No.
Oh, okay.
But
she
identified.
Yeah, for the sake of the story, she did.
We got an answer. All right.
For the sake of the story, yeah.
He had a ding-ding?
Yeah.
For the sake of the story.
Okay, well, fuck it. I like the sake of the story because we got to figure out how two guys had a fucking kid.
Yeah, yeah. So two guys had a kid.
At the time, it was a female.
It's? You just took it to a whole new level, bro. he said at the time it was a female.
My bad, I did not mean to say that.
Nah, bro, I think you were the most. What word did Brandon use, progressive? I think you were the most progressive person I've ever met.
I think we're actually here to give Dylan an intervention on how to properly speak in 2023. Like, you didn't know that's why you were here, but that's why you're here.
Yeah,
so.
Fuck them. Get back on your story.
So he was wearing a pretty red dress back in 19th grade. No. Continue on.
Alright, I was in biology. She hit me up, text me, hey, I need to talk to you.
She sent you a dick pic?
Pretty red dress, dick pic.
Yo, shoot.
That is where a guy would say to meet them at. Meet me by the water.
Right, yo.
He's telling us he got pissed on.
Yo, she probably pressed. Nah, look. Look, she gave him a hug. That thing rubbed up against his leg. It was over with from there. That's all she wrote from there.
Nah, bro.
He rubbed up on that thing.
She wasn't
there yet. So I walk in there and take a piss. And that thing, I know she walked in the bathroom behind me and shit. Then somebody walked in.
So y'all are both in the men's bathroom?
Yes.
Yo.
I bet she be fucking in the men's bathroom all the time now.
Here's the thing. This is like my crush since like 7th grade shit.
Oh, Lord.
And like, do you still have feelings for me? I was like, yeah, of course. And she was like, can you kiss me to see if I got feelings for you? I was like, okay. Yeah. And somebody came in the bathroom. Bro, what the fuck you doing in there? I got a shit, man. Then they left. They must have went and told the principal and shit. And I'm about to get expelled for that shit.
Oh.
And now,
so her,
I got a kid with that person.
So her excuse behind it, from what I heard, and to keep them out of trouble was
she identified as a man,
so they never. So neither one of them got in trouble over it.
Oh, so she doesn't really identify as a man.
Well, she does.
She said she does, yeah.
Yeah.
What? To this day, she does.
Yeah.
But it started right then?
Yeah. Because we were about to get expelled for this shit.
And she never stopped since.
Damn.
She
bro.
Used you to come out as a man?
She definitely has a dick now.
Nah, she don't.
Nah, she definitely does.
This is weird. She used you to come out as a man.
I hit it not too long ago, man. She
oh.
got one.
Oh, man.
Are you gonna hit it when she gets one?
You stupid.
Yo, he's going to say, I can't put that thing down.
He would be like, shit, I already did, like, sort of.
Ride a horse once, ride it twice. Shit, fuck it.
I mean, this would be a great topic if you say yes. You probably won't be honest. Are you, like, pegging you or something? Like, does she get her strap on and, like, turn you around?
Yo, this is a judgment-free zone, dog.
I don't believe that.
That does.
You probably shouldn't, but it's not.
This is going to be worldwide air. Everybody in America and North Korea is going to hear this.
Exactly. So judgment free zone.
Oh, there's a lot of judgment going on in North Korea, bro.
Exactly.
None here in America, you know.
Yo, Koreans are cool. They have their own Jesus.
You ever thought it was because you're ugly?
Not ugly as you.
So. I'm still a little bit confused. So,
all right, ask your questions.
Hey, yo, better.
So this kid, you said y'all had a kid.
Yeah. You know my little girl, bro.
So this kid's got two dads.
Oh shit.
Three. Yo, I'm glad she had your kid and you didn't have hers. That would have been weird.
She's a dude. Okay, he's a dude. Dating a what?
Yeah. Weird.
And you fought recently.
Are you the dude?
Are you the one?
No.
No, you're definitely the peggy, bro. Like, I ain't trying to, like, call you out in front of everybody. But, yeah, there's some shit going on.
Damn, bro. Did she?
Like,
Yo, does he milk your prostate?
I don't know how to answer that question.
That means yes.
That's some weird shit. Mainly because I don't really understand what you mean by.
Alright, so you know your prostate?
Are you saying you get fucked in the ass?
No, I'm saying, do you know your prostate? You know what I'm talking about?
I know you get a prostate, man. The doctor got.
Okay, do you know what a prostate is? So basically, it's this thing that's in you, and the only way you can get to it, you got to go through your butt. Yeah. So you milk it.
And how many times have you done this personally?
Oh, never. I just know, like, if you go to a sperm bank and, like old people that need help, they'll get somebody in and they'll milk their prostate.
Was this one of your jobs in your past life?
Why are old people going to a sperm bank?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to get there, get some shit going on. I don't fucking know. I just know that that's a thing.
I don't know if it has to be an old person, you know. But I've wondered if it's true. I've only seen that in movies, but like, yeah, he's talking about like you ask for help at the sperm bank, they come put a finger in your ass and fucking hit your prostate, and you know.
Oh shit!
But like, I've only seen it in like it was on American Pie. First one, I think it was.
I remember watching it. I just don't remember seeing that.
I don't remember which one it was on. It wasn't the first one, I don't think.
Never seen it.
But yeah.
Oh, the first one has the greatest scene ever. It just opens up to the guy fucking an apple pie. It's fucking crazy.
It don't even open up to that.
Yeah, you know. But that's like when the start of scene.
It's like half. It was like a quarter of the way through the movie.
Oh, it is.
Great movie though, fucking hilarious. Seems like whatever we were talking about, I forgot already. Seems like that died out. JP's the one that wanted to really do the podcast today. Tell us why.
Oh man,
so we ain't got to whatever the fuck you wanted to say yet,
dude. Y'all like words?
Not long words.
How about you?
Try to keep it short and sweet.
You?
I don't even know where you're going with this, man.
Is this a yes or no question?
Yes.
Nice. Alright, so y'all want to hear a story?
I see.
Yo, what? No. Speak.
You just start in the weirdest fucking place. Every fucking time. Do y'all like words? Okay, want to hear a story? Alright, let's go. Tell your ghost story.
I don't like words no more.
No, I'm about to fuck y'all up. Y'all like ready for this? What are stories made of?
Words.
Exactly.
Exactly, okay. Blew my fucking mind.
You see? Correlation. Alright. Alright, guys, around. Y'all ready for this? You know what? Yeah. Okay, so imagine there's a campfire. You hear it crackling. All right, so one time, there was a guy, right? And this guy, he just up and decided to buy a dog. So he goes to the pet store, and he buys a dog. And with his dog, he also buys a ball, because dogs like that shit. So they leave the pet store. This guy wanted to go to the park to play with his dog.
Just so you know, I've zoned out twice and tried to come back. Just so you know, already.
It's worth it, dude. It's worth it. It's worth it.
It better be.
It's worth it.
It never is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it. Just hear me out, dude.
Just want to go get my sock and a bar of soap.
Yo, just hear me out. Just hear me out. So he goes to the park with his dog. And he's throwing the ball, and the dog does what dogs do. It goes and gets the ball and brings it back. So then he sees a lake, and he's like, I wonder what the dog will do if I throw the ball in the water. So he does it, and the dog runs. And he thinks the dog is about to jump in the lake, but he doesn't. The dog runs on the lake and gets the ball. And this dude is standing there like, what the fuck? Is this dog really walking on the water? So he does it again to see, and sure enough, it was. He was like, holy shit, this is a discovery of a lifetime. I gotta get my dog. So he goes to his neighbor's house, gets his friend, takes him to show him. He throws the ball in the water. dog does the same thing, runs on the water. And he looks at his neighbor and he's just like acting like he's not seeing anything. So he does it again, and same thing. He just acts like this dog's not walking on water. So after the third time, still no reaction, he asks, he's like, yo, do you really not see anything weird going on here? And the neighbor, he was like, yeah, bro, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Your dog doesn't know how to swim.
It's a long-ass story for a corny joke, but...
Oh, yeah, and it ends abruptly. That is it.
The jokes.
I like that story.
I think it was a waste of my damn time, and if I could get that time back, I'd appreciate that.
That's why I like it, because you think it's going to be something that is not.
Is this why we started the podcast? Because you wanted to tell us that?
Yes.
We could start a fire or something.
Nah.
And Brandon hyped you up too, talking about some.
He does this every time though.
No, he literally told you it wasn't going to be worth it. So if you didn't take that advice, that's on you. He literally said that before. And like,
why waste people's time, bro?
I was just saying, I don't have a good ending.
Well, whether it's good or not, again, that's on you. You could choose not to like that.
It could have been funnier without you spreading it out so long.
Yeah, because I mean,
it was funny
time
at the end. Yeah, but you out way too much.
But if it was short, then it wouldn't be a story.
They're short stories.
They're definitely are short stories.
I mean, that was definitely a short story compared to like a story that can be just like a chapter or a book.
Brittany Griner got out of Russian prison.
Oh, she's still a thing, dude?
I mean, I guess she's home. Yeah, I guess not now, because we haven't recorded in a while. But they traded that arms dealer for her.
Yeah, we needed him.
Shooter for a shooter.
Seems like a cool dude. But we know who's going to win.
This wasn't the same type of shooter. Did you hear about it? Hear about her getting out and shit?
Not really, because I don't keep up with none of that. You were the one that normally put me on game.
I'd be hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, I'd Facebook.
To be real, dude, I don't even know what's going on in the world right now.
Who does, besides Joe Biden?
I think that we have that guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't think any new alien shit is going on.
Any what? You don't think any alien shit is going on? You think it's all a lie?
No, I just don't think any like new alien shit is going on.
Oh, there probably is.
Is?
Yeah, there's one guy I was listening to that said that like there's these unidentified objects, not in the same sense of UFO that we would think, but there are these objects in the sky. And he said they were near his Navy base, and they seen them every day. They're out there all the time. He said, and you know, they were around some other Navy bases that he had visited. He started finding out that these were like being seen around the country.
I see them all the time. Yeah. I got to go outside and look up in the stars and just watch the ones that move.
I mean, these were different. I don't know, but they're there all the time.
I seen a post about this guy even since like the 60s. He's been abducted by the aliens multiple times to fight their war.
Dude, they track you by your ears, bro. They'll put little things in your ears and disguise them as bug bites.
Man, they don't come out your butthole when they're
I don't know about that.
But how do you feel about us trading like an international arms dealer for a basketball player? Like,
I don't
want to make it about her. Like, glad she's out. Like, just as a person.
No, I just
like, I don't care. I don't know her, but like, I would want my family member home.
Well, just a basketball player in general versus an arms dealer in general, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it doesn't. Like, they're not gonna come. Oh, he's a forklift driver. He's a supervisor.
You can't get a draft pick with this fucking thing. You got ripped off, man. I tell you what.
Like, we got a soldier or like ex Marine that's still over there because they think he's a spy and they arrested him and he said he's not.
Yo, what about the
spy would say?
Didn't the lawyer guy get held too? Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about? And didn't he get an even more harsh sentence?
I don't know if it was a lawyer. I think it was a teacher.
But you know what I'm talking about, the guy.
Yeah.
The guy.
I think so. Dude, I mean, there's a couple of them, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Yo, that's...
I just don't know if it was, yeah, I mean, Cole said, like, a draft pick, you know. We need a freebie in the future.
Damn, LeBron James ever get in trouble, he better goddamn be clear of everything.
Right.
Yo, you know what I recently kind of learned? Like, so I have this friend, and he's Middle Eastern. He's from Palestine. So he goes to Palestine every so often to visit family and shit. And I asked him, I was like, so just curious, dude, like, as an American, can we really not, like, go over there to the Middle East? Like, you go over there, you know what's up. And he was like, nah, bro, you got it confused. He's like, of course there are extremists who really don't like Americans, but in general, we like Americans. We don't like America. You come over here, we like you as a people, we just don't like your fucking country. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
That's probably what the government's done. Like, the government, it creates terrorist groups in a way. Like, you go kill a bunch of people, they have kids, they grow up, and they're angry at America. Like, America killed my dad. So now they create a group. And it just doesn't end. It keeps happening.
And, yeah. And it makes sense. Like, we're kind of some bullies.
Yeah.
Like, we just be in other people's business for no fucking reason. So, like I get it, but if...
But then they're probably going to be split as a people because, like, I don't know about Pakistan in particular. I'm just going to say different parts of the Middle East. Like, some of them probably like that we were there because... They're like they're trying to help us, you know. We're living in this bad situation. Whereas other ones, and it might be like, it might also depend on the story. Like I don't know, because what they tell us is like they would have been there to help with these rebel groups. But at the same time, we're smart enough to know there's oil involved.
There's always money involved in the
right.
War. It's always a bigger reason.
I don't know.
You think America's just going over there playing Captain America, Captain Save-A-Ho?
There might be some people that, you know, like the idea of it, and other people that hate America because their dad, brother, uncle, whatever got killed.
Yeah, it was, but I thought it was interesting hearing that because I feel like, or at least for me, just at first thought, it's like, as an American, we can't go over there.
Maybe that was a trick to get you to go over there.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. With this whole, like, conversation, man, question popped in my head. So, do y'all feel like America's kind of like its own mafia in a way, always taking part of other people's, like, business, like, getting money from?
Yeah, because...
Well, I'd say more like a bully.
That makes sense. Because I think America just, like, sees it as every part of the world does affect us in some type of way or can affect us at the very least.
Yeah.
So they want to be able to control that. So, I mean, I can see that being kind of mafia-ish.
Mafish. That was a good question.
There's a lot better than that bullshit, though.
Right.
Not, yay, but here's the thing. You're still talking about it.
That's true.
I'm not going to stop talking about it.
And that is exactly why.
I still want to know how the fucking dog was walking on water. But
and
I'm
that's,
not going to get back into it, though. I'm not going to give you that pleasure.
It was Jesus.
Huh?
It was Jesus.
The dog was Jesus?
Yeah, the dog was Jesus.
Oh, shit.
It's kind of like the movie Ted. Look what Jesus did. Look what Jesus did.
Yo, Jesus. Y'all ain't ready for this.
No, we're not.
You know what I'm about to do? Y'all ain't ready for this.
Me.
Nah, man. Jesus.
I had a truck driver tell me. He said, I had to get his name signed the paperwork. Like, what's your name? And said, Jesus. Jesus? Yeah. Got laugh, but it was a funny, like, Mexican from Texas, that Mexican-American from Texas.
Yeah.
But, he hit me with, my name's Jesus.
Funny part is, the guy went to school with Jesus. He was a short Mexican kid.
Always is.
Yeah, okay, how can I say?
You look like that meme of the kid that's got the veins busted on his forehead trying to hold back.
Yeah, the bottom of my veins out, that makes sense. Yo, you're not going to let me say what I was going to say. I feel like you know where I'm going because I'm going to say it. Jesus.
I have to cut it out anyway. Bro. Why the fuck? I guess that's your fault. You get canceled. You just made me think of some shit I said the other day. We're listening to a country song. And it was something, you know how country is. It's like.
Yeah.
Fucking so. It was something about America being God's country. And I was like, this is just how arrogant America is. I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. Like, you can be Christian. And to be Christian is to know that the promised land is Jerusalem. But fuck that, because America is God's country.
I don't get it.
That's the arrogance of Americans.
Because the true promised land.
If you're a Christian, the Bible tells you the promised land is Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Israel.
You can know that.
Yeah.
But as American, especially the great Southerns of America,
this is God's country.
This is God's country.
Is that a thing that they say?
This is God's country.
That was the whole fucking point.
Well, that's why I don't get it, because I've never heard anybody say that.
Well, I just now said it was in the fucking song. That's how we started.
I just told you. Oh, you did. Wow. All right. Continue. That was funny.
Yeah, man. That was So yeah. The song was God's country, and I was just like, yo, that's how arrogant Americans are. Like, you can be Christian and know that, like, the promised land is Jerusalem, but fuck that. This is God's country.
This is God's country.
God bless America.
Amen.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, I recently learned a cool way to say land.
Land?
Wide swath.
What language?
No, that is English, 100%. Who?
Star Warrior.
That is.
That's not like a Waka Waka.
Nah.
It wasn't English.
It was. Dude, the word wide, we just used that word.
Yeah. But our words do come from other languages as well.
But that doesn't mean it's not English.
I mean, in the sense you used it, it wasn't
English. In the sense I used it, it definitely was English. Wide swath.
Wide swath?
Swath.
Swath?
Yeah, it's just slang, like you ever heard an old person say a slew of this or a slew of that?
No.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, so like that, it's just, like instead of slew, it's swath.
Yeah, you know, we just hit the 44-minute mark, and I think everybody's, like, cutting it off with your stories. Like, what were we even talking about now?
We were talking about Christians.
There was a new show out for the Stoner World. Fucking That 90s show.
That's the thing?
Yeah, from That 70s show.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, they got a season out on Netflix. I got a couple complaints,
about
Netflix
shit.
In particular.
Dude, go ahead. What'd you got?
So, they're doing a spinoff is what it is, That 70s show. You got Red and Kitty still, and you got Eric and Donna's kid, so you see them cameo in it, but it's about their kid staying the week, or the summer with Red and Kitty. It's a pretty good show. I liked it.
Same actors?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just with a new group of kids. My complaint is the show's still 30 minutes. just fine. You know, about 22. Yeah, about 22. But that's like the old show. But there's only Netflix stuck to their format. 10 episodes is a season. And you drop it all at once. So you drop 10 episodes at 30 minutes apiece. You fly through it in a weekend. It'll probably be a year before they put out another season. And then you just kind of like start losing interest.
No, yeah, I don't like when shows do that. I think they should wait until they have a decent amount of release. And then release it in increments.
Yeah, I think it should have been increments. I think they should have done 20 episodes a season. That would have been kind of like the old, I don't know exactly how long the old seasons are, but that would probably be close. 20 episodes. And I think you should drop 2, maybe 3 at most at a time.
What season?
Episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yo, have you watched How I Met Your Father?
Yeah. I know we said we probably wouldn't, but I have.
Well, what's it like? Because I'm still anti.
Does
it have anything to do with anybody and How I Met Your Mother?
No.
See, that is why I don't fucking like it. That doesn't make sense. Why isn't it the kids doing that?
If it's that, they haven't said it's that. It's just a more modern version is all it is. It's got Hillary Duff in it, though. She's hot.
I mean, yeah, but fuck that, dude. That show was too good for you to like.
But, new decent so far. I keep hoping that, like, I might like it more. It's only one season out, as far as I know right now. Or maybe it's two. Maybe I've only watched part of the first. But I don't know. Decent. I just hope for it to get better. You know, shit's building in the first season. You're building characters and shit.
Dude, have you watched How I Met Your Mother all the way through?
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was... You didn't? Well, okay, but overall, that shit was tight, right? Like, that was a good-ass show.
Overall, yeah. I just don't like the last season. It's like, they had all this fucking show that they had made, but then all of a sudden, it was like a rushed ending.
So it got kind of confusing at the end.
And yeah, it just did too much.
What is the show about?
It's how a dude met his kid's mother.
Because their mom is dead.
That really makes it sound wild. Like, that's just a smart ass answer because it's kind of how much you buy. But it kind of is, though.
Nah, but like, I don't know. I feel like I've watched it. Like,
you got a married couple. It's a group of friends. You got a married couple, the player guy, which is Barney.
Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah. And he's like the player. You got the dude that's in and out of relationships all the time.
Is it where they keep going back in like time or some shit?
I don't.
Like not time, but like not time.
Oh yeah, sort of. Because they'll start. Yeah, yeah.
The different women.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm talking about.
I don't know. That's pretty good show though.
Dude, I've seen it all the way through like 8 times.
But they had better actors too though. Like, well, I mean, I think it's Hillary Duff. But I don't know the other actors.
Dude, the actors in How I Met Your Mother were really good actors.
Yeah, I mean, you get the girl that, like, isn't she the girl from American Pie? She's the band camp girl.
Which one?
Fucking Lily.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen American Pie.
And then you got, what's Lily and who? What's his name?
Marshall.
Yeah.
Marshall.
He's, like, in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he's a good actor. He's a funny dude.
Yeah. Neil Patrick Harris.
Isn't he in like all the Harold Kumar movies?
Yeah,
some point.
He's
a really good actor too. He's funny.
I've seen Robin in a few things. I think she's actually isn't she a Marvel character now?
Yeah.
So like, they have big time actors in that show. I don't know how much your father has that.
Oh, yo, is it Hillary Duff, like, you're...
Oh, yeah, I saw her in a HelloFresh commercial, and I was like, yo. Like, I wanted to order it, but I knew she wasn't going to drop it off at my door, so I didn't fall for it. But, like...
Dude, I'm, like, the same celebrity pretty much since I was young. Head and Penitentiary, dude.
Who is that? I don't know. I'm not good with names.
She got her start in Malcolm in the Middle. If you watch that show, there was a babysitter, and they had like blonde frizzy ass hair. And then she was in Scream 4, and she's in a lot of shit.
Word. I've been watching some Malcolm in the Middle lately, a little bit.
Okay, well, look, whenever Jessica comes in, the babysitter, that's who, that's where she got her start.
I don't remember. I did love that show growing up, though.
Yo, you know what's funny, bro? Okay, so you remember you told me that he didn't remember a lot of that show because he got in a car wreck?
Yeah.
So I was watching an interview of him, and that's actually not true. He said he got in a car wreck, and he asked a couple questions about his time doing the show, and people took it out of context and said that, and then that became a, like a,
well,
a well,
I don't remember everything, so okay, I can see people taking that out of context. Like, you don't remember everything.
Like, I was like, damn, that's crazy. And now he drives for NASCAR now.
Yeah, I was about to say that, though. Yeah, I saw he joined the NASCAR.
Yo, he looks fucking weird, isn't he?
Ricky Muniz, Agent Cody Banks.
That was that shit, dog.
Wasn't he in Big Fat Liar?
Yeah.
Miracle Lane, is that what it was called? Is that the one where he was, like, in a wheelchair? And
he wasn't the kid in The Luck of the Irish.
Nah. But he was in he did the Derby racing. He was a kid in a wheelchair did Derby racing. It was a Disney movie. And it was Miracle Lion.
Yo, he looks weird as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about his face, but I don't like it. It looks like, what did they say in It's Always Sunny? It looks like his skin's too tight for his head.
It kind of reminds me of somebody. I might show you this picture later. Kind of does. Well, we're at like 50 minutes, man. We got anything else to talk about?
Nope.
I think we might as well wrap it up. All right, man. It's been great. I think this is fun. Appreciate y'all sitting down with us.
Here we go. Let's get high.
You know, remember, light that shit, pass that shit, let's end this shit.
And get high.